No. That's a commingling of two bad rumors. I did write a Batman book, okay, which is the use of a licensed character. They came to me and said I could use their character for my purposes. So I did, in fact, write that book. However, the Batman book that was actually released is a horribly euphemized version of what I wrote. Unlike with Knopp, my regular publisher, where I get to control what comes out, this is a licensed character. So there's something called a Bat Bible. This Bible, yes, you're looking at me, sir, as if I'm nuts, but I am not. In fact, this controls what Batman can do and can't do. So I wrote this book, and I turned it in. And they said, this won't do. And I said, why? And he said, okay, first of all, Batman can't kill anybody. All right. And Batman can't have sex. Okay, that's it for my literary repertoire. You know, I mean, there's nothing more. I asked them if I could sort of make a pitch to them to explain why I should be allowed to do this. So I got like this bat jury, you know. But it wasn't an object. It wasn't a group like you folks who might be objective. These were people who, Batman's real to them, you know. So I said, okay, let's just review where we are, right? Batman is actually Bruce Wayne. They go, yes, good, you got that. I said, okay. He's like the best looking guy in the whole city. I said, yes. He's suave, he's sophisticated, he's charming, he's educated, and he's fabulously wealthy, right? They go, yes. I said, and he lives in by far the best house in the whole place. Said, no question. Certainly got the coolest car. No argument. I said, okay, this guy can't have sex. They said, no. I said, wouldn't that make you want to kill somebody? And instead of laughing, they're looking at me like, you heretic, you know. So, yes, there was a Batman book. No, there was no screen. I guarantee you this is one book that will never reach the screen. I have written screenplays, but not Batman.